Hello, everybody. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! We don't have a regular episode of the show for you this week, but we have something that I think is very fun. A lot of people try to call. It's very hard to get through, so we're going to do as many one-minute calls as we can for the next half hour or so. So we're going to just start patching people through 1 minute at a time. We're going to run the gauntlet. I will be exhausted, but everybody will have a lot of fun. We're going to get as many of you guys as possible on, and we went into the beautiful anonymous Facebook community. Said if you have a New Year's resolution that you want to share anonymously, I'll give you 1 minute to do it. We had hundreds of calls come in. So you're about to hear this community that surrounds this show, just random voices, 1 minute at a time, other listeners like you sharing what they're looking forward to, what their hopes and aspirations are for 2018. Hope everybody had a great New Year. Looking forward to another year, beautiful anonymous. We'll be back next week with another regular episode. For now, enjoy hearing dozens of your fellow listeners talking about what the next year holds.
Thank you for calling Beautiful Anonymous. A beeping noise will indicate when you are on the show with the host.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Chris?
It is. You have 1 minute. It's already started. You can tell me about your New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Go for it.
So my New Year's resolution is to officially come out to my whole family. I brought my now current partner to one of my family dinners, like we did an early Christmas thing. It's like the scariest thing in the world because my father does not agree, but it'll be pretty exciting. I already met like her side of the family and we have dinner weekly now. So yeah.
I think that's beautiful. I hope it goes well. I'm rooting for you, and I have a really good feeling.
Awesome.
We just cut it off. Brutal. Oh, yeah, no, this is a lot for all of us to figure out. Keep going. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, you.
Yeah, me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Your minute has started. You get to tell me about
it. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm calling from Finland.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I love the show. Anyway, I have a little bit silly New Year's resolution. I'm going to play more tuba. I have been playing tuba since I was 9 years old, but past 5 years, I haven't been doing it much. So, yeah, I'm going to pick it up again next year.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So you can get back on the horse with the tuba. With the tuba.
How? Yeah.
So we've got 20 seconds left.
I'm just a...
What is it that you love so much about tuba?
Yeah.
What do you love about tuba in 10 seconds?
Oh, yeah, the sound of it. Being the bass of the band. That's the awesome part of it. Yeah.
That is incredible. Thank you so much for the call. Okay. So we have one person coming out. One person who would like to play a little more tuba. Let's go ahead and get to our next one. Hello. You're on the line.
Hello, how's it going?
It's good. You've got a minute to tell me about this next year and what you wanna make happen.
All right, yeah. Well, this year I just want to stop worrying, you know, so much about the past and future and just, you know, find a way to enjoy each moment as it's happening.
So your resolution for the future is to stop worrying about the future.
Yeah, that would be it.
The little bit of paradox. I think that's a great goal for all of us. I think the amount of time I spent feeling guilty about the past unnecessarily is astounding.
Yeah, just a little personal development along the way.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. I think everybody listening to this will be able to agree with you. This one's universal. We got 10 seconds left. Anything else you want to say?
No, man. Thanks. Have a good year.
You too. Thank you so much. All right. Let's keep these cranking. Let's keep these bad boys cranking. Hello. Yeah, somebody's on the line and doesn't know. Your time's getting eaten up.
Wait.
Yeah, you, the one who's saying, wait. You're freaking out.
I am now on the line.
Hello.
Okay, how many seconds do I have left?
You've got 35 seconds left. You also sound like you're in a cave.
Yeah, it is quite the cave. I want to be able to break up with my abusive girlfriend. I want to be able to run 300 miles within the course of the year. And I want to finish an assembler done in JavaScript emulator.
Wow. Those are very specific ones.
That's all my goals.
I think they're beautiful goals, especially with the relationship. Good luck getting out of that one. And I am wishing you the best.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling. Now these calls are pouring in. Let's see. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the line. You've got 1 minute. Tell me about this next year and what you're looking forward to.
Oh, awesome. This coming year, I really want to finish strong with my 200-hour yoga teaching certification.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing it for like over a year, like through my community college.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's kind of been weird because I've just been on like my own health journey, like just want to take better care of myself, doing more things I enjoy that I couldn't before because of certain health issues like hiking and yeah.
Yeah. Now, a guy like me, very not flexible, have some joint issues. Yoga, good for me? Yay or nay?
Oh, yeah. I'm 21 and I have arthritis. And I've had doctors be like, what are you doing? Why are you doing yoga? And I've said like, oh, it actually helps a lot. I mean, I took a class on how to teach yoga to like senior citizens.
I'm so sorry. I'll look into the yoga. That sounds beautiful. Good luck with your yoga certification. I think that's so rad. I would love to know more about your arthritis. That sounds like a fascinating story. But alas, these are a minute each. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yeah. You got 1 minute. Let's hear about this next year.
Me, I'm on?
Yes, you. You're on.
Okay. Okay, awesome. So it's kind of not generic, but it's a little like non-specific. But my resolution for the new year is to just be braver in general, to put myself out there more, to take more chances, stop letting the fear of what others think rule my life, and to just be more comfortable in my own skin and to live with a little bit more of a reckless abandon.
I love that. I love that. You have any specific ideas on this reckless abandon? Here's the first thing I'm going to do to just recklessly abandon all the worries?
Well, I just joined this like creative writer's workshop this year. So I'm getting a little bit more into that. I'm going to like come out of my shell a little bit more, like read a little bit more of my own work. And yeah, you've been a big part of that, Chris.
That's so nice to hear. Thank you. Our time is up. Good luck with everything. Okay. That was an awesome and inspiring one. Let's go ahead. Oh, these are pouring in. These are pouring in, Jared. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. We have a person who doesn't realize it's gotten to them.
Hello?
Yes, you. You're on.
Hello?
Yeah, we're 10 seconds deep already on this bad boy.
Oh, God, sorry. I better hurry up.
Yeah, pick up the pace.
I have three New Year's resolutions. My first one is to travel a lot more. I want to see the whole world. My second one is to start doing aerial silks.
Ooh.
And my third is to be on Beautiful Anonymous.
Wow.
But maybe I accomplished that a little too early, huh?
Look at that. Well, you got one somewhat down. You got one somewhat down. That's awesome. You know, my wife was an aerialist. My wife has done a number of aerial shows.
I thought that would be interesting to you because I remember you mentioning that one.
Yeah, she's badass that way. That stuff's really cool. I hope that it goes well for
you. Yeah, your wife is so cool. Your wife is amazing.
You don't have to tell me twice. I don't know what she's doing with me. No idea.
Well, you're amazing, too.
Thank you so much for the call. We got an aspiring aerialist world traveler. It's very good. The tuba one. I can't get the tuba one out of my head. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. So this year, just about a week ago, my son told me that he is having a baby, and he's 22, and I'm 39, and his girlfriend is 42, and I've met her 3 times, and so my goal for the new year is to develop a relationship with my son's new girlfriend and figure out how to be a grandma.
Whoa, you're going to be a 40-year-old grandma.
I am.
Whoa.
It was just my birthday yesterday.
I'm sure there's many layered emotions with this one, but congratulations.
Thank you. I'm accepting it now, so it's good. It was a little bit of a shock, but I'm just going forward into the new year for good things.
For sure. This means you're probably going to meet your great-grandkids. That's awesome.
I think so, and my grandmother is still alive, so she's going to be a great-great-grandmother.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hi. Well, it's evening where I'm from, so.
Oh.
Hi. My resolution for next year is to get into grad school.
Nice.
Here in Austria. And in general, just to be happier. in life.
That sounds really great. That sounds really great. How's the school system in Austria? You got to pay for grad school in Austria or no?
No, it's way cheaper here. Oh. I mean, it's around $500 a semester.
What? Couldn't buy two books for that.
I mean, it's a. Sorry?
You couldn't buy two college textbooks for that in America.
I know. I studied in the South, so I know it's very expensive in the U.S.
You get it.
But it's still tough to get in.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it. I hope it goes down.
Thank you so much.
Oh, please. Thank you. Let's keep them. We've got a whole train rolling. I wonder how long these... Hello. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So I've been married for a little more than 30 years.
Wow.
And every year for the last 5 years, my resolution is to be less of a bitch. And I think if I say it publicly in front of all my friends and family, they will help hold me to being a nicer person to my husband, especially, who is the nicest, nicest man. The nicest man.
I got to say, the bluntness of that one really caught me by surprise.
It catches my friends by surprise, even though now this year will be the sixth year in a row I will have said it in front of my friends.
I hope it sets in. We got 15 seconds. What's an example of this behavior that you'd like to correct?
I learned two things from a relationship podcast last week. One is you should kiss your partner for at least 6 seconds a day.
Oh, no. We're never going to know the second one. We're never going to know the second one. Oh, no. Oh, no. The minute is up. What was the second one? We'll never know. Okay, we got to get to the next one. Thank you for the call. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Welcome.
Oh, wow. All right. So my New Year's resolution is to move back home 12 hours away.
Uh-huh.
So I live in Canada. So it's about 12 hours back to Vancouver Island, where we're from.
Yes.
And we have two kids, so we have to kind of uproot them and get them into a new school and all that. So it's kind of nerve-wracking and
good luck
start
with
new jobs and all that.
Can't go
find
wrong.
A new house.
We took the beautiful anonymous tour to Vancouver. It was our first stop. Lovely town, lovely people. I would imagine you're going to feel really good there.
Yeah. Well, we're from the West Coast and we're stuck out in Alberta, so we really want to get back to the ocean.
Yeah, you're out in Brett the Hitman Hart territory out there in Alberta.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said, why did I say that? Why did I bring up wrestling at the end of that one, Jared? I have no idea. Can we get to another one, please, to erase the fact that I brought up Brett the Hitman Hart? Hello, you're on the show. You may be being,
hello.
Are you being chased by the police right now?
Me? No.
I hear many sirens. Okay, what is your resolution? You're on the air.
Hey, okay. There's a lot of talk. My New Year's resolution is to go to Asia. I want to go to Singapore and Thailand, Tokyo. It's one of the only countries I haven't been to besides Antarctica. So it will be the sixth one. So I'm hoping to go by my 26th birthday, which is in September.
Wow.
So I've been to all the other continents besides Asia and Antarctica. So hoping to check one more off my list. I'm super nervous. I was going to do it this past year, but, I didn't. So I have to do it this year.
I'm going to Asia. I'm going to Sri Lanka in January.
Nice. That's cool. You're only going just one place?
Well, now I feel bad. Now I feel like my trip's not going to be good. Okay, let's get to the next one. Okay, let's get to the next one. Hello. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Happy New Year, Chris.
Happy New Year to you, too. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. So in 2018, I'm going to volunteer with a local organization to help victims of physical and sexual abuse as a mobile crisis unit volunteer.
Wow, amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, it's something that's needed in our community. So I'll go and sit with them whenever they need somebody to be on their team, if they're going to get a rape test or in court or whatever it is that they need so that they don't have to be alone.
Yeah, that's intense, but you're doing a selfless work, and I imagine you're going to face some tough times, but also what a beautiful thing you're doing.
I think it'll be really rewarding. I'm also going to commit to no shopping for new things. I do not need any more new shit. Sorry, Sally. And Happy New Year to Sally and Aunt Karen.
Yeah,
and I'm going to learn to read tarot.
Oh, read tarot right at the end. Also slipping in tarot. Thank you for the call. Let's get to another one of these. Got so many coming in. I want to get to as many as we can. All right. Hello. Welcome to the show. You're on the air. OK, Okay, we have a person who does not realize they are the one that is on. Okay, do you think we'll have one of these that goes a full minute where someone just hears a click when they're hung up on at the end of a minute? Hello, just say hello if you're listening right now. A minute of silence. Oh, I just heard a noise. You have 15 seconds left to speak. This is my favorite part of this episode. This stretch right now, currently, easily the funniest part of the episode. 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you so much for the call. Let's get to our next one. Hello, you're on the air. Yes, hi, you're on the air. Hello, welcome.
Hi. So my New Year's resolution this year, I have two. One is I'm currently a vegetarian and I'm switching to vegan this year with my roommate.
Wow.
So that's going to be cool.
Very cool.
And then my other personal New Year's resolution is to finish a sketchbook because I have a bad habit of starting projects and then never finishing them. So I want to finish a watercolor sketchbook specifically.
Wow. That sounds like a real productive year. Now, I'm still a pescatarian. I'm having trouble giving up the fish. How good do you feel physically and emotionally as a vegetarian transferring to veganism?
Pretty good. I was vegan before because this is a New Year's resolution I've had in the past. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to eating cheese because I suck and really love mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, those will do you in every time.
Yeah, but giving up fish is easy for me personally.
I gotcha. I'll get there someday. Thank you for the call. Beware the mozzarella sticks.
Thank you.
Next call. These are going really well. I'm really happy about this project. Some people will hate this. Some people will love it. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your new year looking like?
My New Year's resolution is to drink more water. I think hydration is 70% of success. personal statistic, no science behind it. And so I think that I'm going to drink more water, you know, be better physically, mentally, emotionally. All because of that water. Drink your water, Chris.
I've been saying for years, you got to stay hydrated. I've been trying to get better about this. As a kid who grew up in Jersey, we didn't drink much water. I was too busy drinking Yoo-Hoo and Hawaiian Punch, but I'm with you. What a great resolution. And
yeah.
A simple one.
My life goal is to be old, have my grandkids come up and be like, hey, hydration, 70% of success, and then I'll just die because I live my life.
You're really gung-ho about this one. This is a whole philosophy.
Yeah, passionate about it.
Well done. Well done. Thank you for the call. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Have a happy New Year.
Yeah, that was very funny. Thank you so much. Let's get to the next call. So I'm seeing international ones coming through. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. I'm calling from London.
Oh, a great city that I was lucky to spend some time in 2017.
Yeah. Hi. I'm really surprised that I'm on, actually. And I thought I'd give a different accent as opposed to all the American ones that we hear normally.
Yes. So. Welcome.
So my New Year's resolution this year, I mean, not that I ever stick to them and not that anyone does, and they are all faux pas, but my New Year's resolution is to know my self-worth and to actually implement it within my relationships and in my professional life and in my family life as well.
You sound like you have a very clear-cut plan, and I have a feeling it's going to succeed because you sound like you're ready to go get it.
I mean, reflexivity, knowing oneself and being able to be looking into oneself and seeing what the what the downfalls are.
That was really beautiful. The minute's up. Oh, God. It was beautiful life philosophy in an accent that, as an American, I naturally feel like you're so smart. I'm so mad we had to cut that one off after a minute. Let's get to the next one. Hello, you are on the show. Welcome.
Hi, Ray Ray.
Whoa, Ray Ray. That's an old school callback. The nickname Diddy gave me in 2011.
I know. I've been thinking about Diddy lately. He's going to buy the Panthers, maybe?
Oh, I've heard that rumor as well.
Anyway, Chris, I'm going to get kind of meta here because I've been drinking a lot of water.
Uh-huh.
And if you didn't know, we can hear the other callers come in. So
oh, great.
I'm on top of that, drinking water into the new year.
Well done.
For myself, I want to drop a fire mixtape of spoken word and rap.
Ooh, that sounds
cool. Dedicate more time to volunteering and have a good 30th year of life.
Those sound like very cool, attainable goals. And I hope that 2018 is everything you want it to be.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. The old school nickname of Ray Ray. Few people remember that. Diddy nicknamed me Ray Ray in 2011. Hello, you are on the show.
Hi.
Hi.
My New Year's resolution is to stop using acronyms so much, like LOL and OMG.
because they take up so much of my conversation.
Really? Your verbal conversations, you're addicted to acronyms.
Not necessarily my verbal conversation, but just like reading through my text, I use like LMAO so much.
Yeah.
It's just a filler word now.
Now, you thinking about expanding these to full words, or are you going to reduce them down to emojis? What's the game plan on this?
No, I also don't use emojis. I'm just trying to find better words, you know?
Just better
like
words.
Like expand my vocabulary.
Yeah, become a little bit more of a wordsmith.
Yeah. I think
that's a very noble goal. Very noble goal.
Thank you. We'll see if it happens.
We can all commit to that in 2018. I think that's a good one that we'd all love to see in action.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to use the word heck a lot too, rather than cursing.
Thank you for that one. Hello. You are on the show.
Hey.
Our New Year's resolution
hey, Chris, how are you?
Special. I'm having a lot of fun with this. I'm doing good is the answer to that. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing awesome, man. Thanks for doing this. My New Year's resolution is to become financially independent by the time I'm 30, which is this year. So
wow.
I'm hoping to finally do this. My girlfriend has inspired me to be a responsible adult finally at 29 years. So
look,
I think it's time.
That's awesome. How close are you to this financial independence you speak of?
Not super close, but I'm getting there. I'm taking the steps. I've gotten some loan consolidated stuff Ooh. Going on, and I'm making my way there.
That's great. Well, I hope you get over that hump. Those loans are killer, huh?
Yeah, I haven't touched one since I graduated college back in 2011, so I think it's about time I like did something with it.
Well, good luck to you. I hope it all works out. Happy 2018.
Thanks, man. Hey, you too, man. Thanks.
Everyone's so pleasant. Everybody's nice. I like it a lot. Maybe this person will be mean. Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. You're on.
Hi. I was at work. So my new solution is to eat more greens and make more things.
Make more things. What type of things do you make?
So I make a lot of crafts. And for the past year, I haven't been doing a lot of that. So this year, I'm going to try to focus on doing more of what I enjoy.
Oh, I like that.
And eat more grains is definitely to be healthier.
Now, are you saying grains or greens, like your kales and your spinaches?
Grains, the color.
Yeah, I can do that. My wife's always telling me I got to eat more leafy greens, and I think it'll help the digestion.
Yeah, definitely.
You and I think that might be a shared resolution right there.
And also, being afraid of water, Chris.
Wait, what about being... I'll never know exactly
being
what you meant.
Being afraid of the water?
I am afraid. Yeah, I don't know exactly what... We could have had a whole thing there. Hello? You're on the air. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Hello? Oh,
yeah. Hello?
Yes, you're there.
Hello?
You had me on mute.
Oh, holy crap, it's me.
Holy crap, it's you.
I would like to live 2018 more joyously and in the moment.
Ooh, attainable, nice goals. Goals that are easier said than done, but I hope that you get there because I go through my stretches.
Oh, I hope so too.
Yeah.
I could use it. So it will be a good change for me.
Did you have a tough year this past year?
I had a really, really tough one. One of the worst. So I'm hoping to turn it into something to learn how to be more positive. And your show helps me a lot, so...
That's very nice to hear.
Yeah.
Why else would you want to be in entertainment? That's awesome. I really hope it turns around. I hope it's a very joyous year. I hope that you get to relax and shake off that bad one with a good one.
Me too. Thanks for everything you do.
Oh, no. I'm lucky to do it. Thank you so much. There's a lot of these still, tons of these still coming through. We got to have to cut this off at some point, but not now. I'm still going strong. Still going strong. Hello.
Hey,
welcome to the
Chris.
Show. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I still have a lot of energy. I bet there's a lot of people listening on the queue going, I've been sitting here for 20 minutes, man. I'm hearing you say you're getting ready to cool it off. Don't you do it. Anyway, it's not about me. What's your New Year's resolution?
I just want to be there for myself like I'm there for others. So just like really making sure that I do things that I care about and just nurturing my spirit and things like that.
Yeah. I feel like those are very important things to do. Put yourself out there for other people.
I'm just gonna
take care of number one.
So I'm going to do some more creative stuff because I've been out of like creative things for a while. And I know that's something I like. So I'm going to take a, I'm blinking, but I'm going to take like some creative writing classes and things like that.
That's awesome. Good luck with them. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Chris.
I think I got a handful left in me. You're sitting on hold. I think I got a handful left. Will it be you?
Oh my gosh.
It's you. It's the
person. You're like Santa Claus.
Oh my, you said, oh my gosh, I'm like Santa Claus. You won. You won the lottery.
Yeah, you're like Santa. You're granting everyone's wishes. Hey, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Now, my New Year's resolution is just to spend more quality time with my family and not allow the stresses of finances to get in the way, just to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I've been noticing lately? If you forget about those big concerns and you just live in the moment in the small immediate ways, it can go a long way towards health.
Exactly. Yeah.
I wish you luck.
Well, happy New Year.
Journey. Happy New Year to you as well. You've got 8 seconds left. Anything you want to say with your final 8 seconds?
To get out of my parents' basement.
All right. Good luck. Let's keep them going. Handful more. Will it be you? It's you. Yes. Hello. Yay.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
Feeling good. I feel very charged up. I'm having an adrenaline rush from getting to talk to all these nice people back to back.
That's great. My New Year's resolution is to get some more sleep. Seems like every day in the morning, I'm not getting up. I don't have enough energy for the rest of the day. So I'm going to try and improve that.
And what's the, are you somebody who goes out and parties a lot? Do you go out at night a lot?
No. I'm a student.
Oh, you're a student. Yeah, that'll burn you out.
I am.
Look at that. Well, how are you going to carve out this extra time? Less Netflix, I bet.
I'm just going to try and get my homework done a little earlier and just go to bed instead of watching either your show, just watch it the next day, or
okay.
Go to bed earlier.
I got
to
say, that's my least favorite resolution. Don't stop watching the Chris Gethard show in the new year. Please do not. Thus far, that's the one that has scared me the most. Let's go to our next call. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, you're on.
Oh, all right. Awesome. So I kind of do something a little bit different for my New Year's resolution. I've started just picking like a word for the year that I want to bring in. So my word for next year is emergence. So just kind of like becoming more of myself and emerging and let myself be seen for like who I really am.
Emergence. And how did you come to pick this particular word?
I went to a retreat this summer and we made vision boards. That was one of the words in the magazines that I cut out and it spoke to me and it's on my vision board. So yeah, that's my word.
Well, I hope in 2018 you emerge like a butterfly from your cocoon.
Thank you.
Yes, maybe that'll be the official word of Beautiful Anonymous in 2018, emergence.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, we'll see if I remember. All right, let's get to the next call. Let's get to the next one. Jared, I'm never going to stop. It's becoming clear. I'm never going to stop. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome.
I am. So my resolution is to finish this coloring book that I've been working on for like 2 years now. And I like go out in the desert and I like take pictures of flowers and then I draw them. I'm supposed to like put them all like digitally and then put it together into a book. So yeah, hopefully I do that.
Is this a gig? Is this a gig you have or a hobby?
A hobby.
That will become a gig someday.
I can make some money off of.
That's awesome. I want to see your coloring book. You'll let me know when it's done. I want to check it out.
Cool. Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you for doing all these calls, Chris.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's super fun. Jared's saying one more after this. I want everybody to be clear. I am Santa Claus, as one of the previous callers said. We all know who the Grinch is. His name is Jared. Apparently, this will be the last call. Hello. Hi.
Hi, Chris.
You got 1 minute. Tell me about this new year.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hi, Chris. Happy New Year. Hi, Jared. To live an honest life, to be honest with myself, a lot of time I've let things like boys or men that are supposed to boys that are supposed to be men get in my way. And so not to do that and just be honest with myself. And as far as men goes, to look for men that are strong, like yourself and some other that I know that are not afraid of strong women. So you and Haley are like an inspiration. You're like a wonderful, beautiful couple to me, and what true romance and love is, and just love, that kind of love for myself, and maybe that will bring me something else.
Well, that's awful nice of you. Thank you. And my wife is a strong woman, and I do fear strong women, but I overcome that fear in the name of love. Jared had said one more. I'm going to go ahead and say, call an audible. This is actually the one we'll end on, because I am the Santa Claus. Hello, our final resolution of the year. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, it is you.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is mine. In 2018, I would like to listen more. And here I go. What is your New Year's resolution?
What? You're so nice.
What's yours?
We couldn't have planned that any better. That's so nice of you. In an effort to help you accomplish yours of listening more, I will say my New Year's resolution is to not let my workaholism get in the way of remembering that my friends are my friends and they're beautiful people, and I got to slow down every once in a while. Remember that. I want to continue to make things I'm proud of, and I want to continue to make things that build communities where like-minded people who maybe feel a little voiceless have a voice. I think that's the thing I try to prioritize with all my stuff. Where are you from?
Denmark.
Denmark. We end with a nice Denmark call from a very sweet person. Thank you.
Yeah. You're so nice. That was a lovely resolution.
Look at that. Life hands us a random ending. That was awesome. That was awesome. Thank you, everybody who participated in it. Thank you, everybody who has supported Beautiful Anonymous in 2017. And I'm looking forward to a 2018 where every Tuesday I drop another uncomfortable phone call into your feed. It's really a pleasure. I get to do this thing. It's a source of strength. And I thank everybody out there who supports it. All the people who help make it happen here at Earwolf, starting with Jared and Harry, my friend Justin, who helps me out with all my stuff. Thank you to everybody. And thanks most of all to the people who listen to this thing, call this thing, and make it a beautiful thing. Remember, I'm going to be plugging it hard until they happen. Bell House, February. You got 3 dates. You go to chrisketh.com, tickets for sale. I'm talking about live tapings. I'm going to make these shows parties. The last one happens the week we release our 100th episode. They're going to be fun. They're going to be rad. Hope to see you there in 2018. Maybe that's your New Year's resolution. Come out to the Bell House. Hang out with other fans of Beautiful Anonymous, and we party. Make it a good time. You guys are the best. It was a great 2017. My year was very intense, but it was very, very fun. I felt very lucky, and so much of everything that has happened in my career is because of this Beautiful Anonymous community that has swelled up and had my back. Thank you, guys. Looking forward to 2018.
Hello, Earwolf podcast listener. Scott Aukerman here from Comedy Bang Bang. It's a brand new year, and you know what that means. It's time for Comedy Bang Bang to count down the top episodes of 2017. You voted for your favorites. Now you can hear Paul F. Tompkins and myself talking about the best episodes of the year on our Best of 2017 specials. Listen to the whole 4-part special this week on Comedy Bang Bang, and I'll see you in 2018.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.